Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Karini Rathore, professor at Texas A&M AgriLife Crop Sciences. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We wanted to make sure that cotton seed gets utilized in a much more efficient manner and can be used by animals as well as someday possibly even directly as a food for human beings. And the reason why we cannot do it currently is because cotton seed contains gossypol, and it's toxic to human beings, also some of the monogastric animals such as pigs and chicken and so on. We wanted to eliminate gossypol only in the seed, not in the rest of the plant, because it does serve a useful function. It protects the cotton plant against insects and some diseases. So we used the modern biotechnology tools and used a gene silencing technology and silenced one critical gene only in the seed. And so the gossypol levels have been reduced drastically. In order for us to go through regulatory approval, we had to do several field trials. And these trials were done in 3 different states by independent farmers. The yields for our plants were similar to normal parental cotton line. We feel that these plants are going to behave similarly in the field as any other normal cotton plants. We obviously had to submit that data plus other molecular biochemical studies. And USDA approved it in 2018. FDA gave its blessings in 2019.